I feel responsible to share one of the most inspirational pieces in Hasidus that I have ever experienced. The Sfas Emes on Achodesh Hazeh Lochem is so powerful, so beautiful. I'm going to read the Sfas Emes' words. First from Shnas Tov Reish Lamed Aleph. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. Inyin Zeh LeGeulas Mitzrayim, the connection between the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh and Golus Mitzrayim, Ki BeGolus Nechzer Zeh Yischadshus. In Golus, what's missing inside of us is Chidush. An Eved wakes up every day, it's a repeat. U'Bishas HaGeulah, and to prepare us for Geula, the Rebbe Zichrono Livracha writes, דהיינו שנסברר שהכל חיוס השם יסברך ומזה בו ישחדשוס. כי חיוסו יסברך יש בו ישחדשוס תמיד כמו שאומרים מחדש בכל יום תמיד. The gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and in fact, the way the Torah was really supposed to start, the most important initial message for a Jew, as we know, Rashi in the beginning of Bereishis says the Torah should have started with HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. Why? It's the koach, the ability to recreate ourselves. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the source of all koach that we have, he's Mechadesh B'chol Yom Tamid. Rak. Mi sheshocheach v'hutoch hateva. Someone who forgets and he's enmeshed in his daily routine, on him, it says, Ein kol chadosh tachas ha-shemesh. The individual who's enmeshed in his daily routine, he's stuck, he's lacking the koach yischadshus. Avo mi shenidbak bepnimi yischiyus ha-shem yisbarech yesh bo tamid yischadshus. But someone who's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he always has that koach ha-chidush. Vizehu shekosav ha-chodesh hazeh lochem. And that's what the Torah is emphasizing when it says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, Sheyachol kol echad ve'echad miYisrael v'oirer yischadshus zeh al yidei emuna. Every single one of us has the power to lock in to the ability to recreate himself. In Tafresh Mem Hey, the Rebbe adds a little bit more. Such a powerful point. The Pasuk in Kohelet says, Ein chodosh tachas ha-shemesh. There's nothing new under the shemesh. Based on a medrash, lemala min ha-shemesh yesh. But above the sun, and that's the moon, there is the koach of chidush. And the Rebbe continues, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a paradox for us. Achein HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholach neshamos b'nei Yisrael ba'olam hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent our neshama from that lemala min ha-shemesh to this world. We have a responsibility. On the one hand, we have an neshama tzachelik elokam ma'al with the koach of yischadshus, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, take that koach hachidush to where you're surrounded by a world that's full of teva, where there's ein chadash, and somehow we have to recreate ourselves. A ben chori, someone who's free, is someone who's not stuck in a place that the rest of the world is stuck, where Olam HaTeva grabs the most of them. A Talmud came over to me, came to speak to me, a good Talmud, Shana Gimel. He's grown tremendously in the last few years, and he said to me, I have to tell you the truth, Rebbe. When I look into the mirror and I see myself, I say, wait a second, let's be honest with ourselves. This is the same guy who in high school did X, Y, and Z. I feel like I'm a fake. That's the argument of the Olam HaTeva. The Olam HaTeva says, this is who you were, this is who you're going to always be. Mechadesh b'chol yom tamid. A person every day when he wakes up, moda'ani lefanecha shechizarta b'nishmasi, he's a new neshama today. Kal v'chomer is an entirely different mitzvah than he was in 11th grade. But the Yetzer Hara has a very powerful argument, and he says, you know who you really are. That's a person who lives tachas HaShemesh. But the koach of Yitzchak, the koach that was given to Klal Yisrael HaChodesh Ez Elochem, is that I could be an entirely new person today. I'd like to devote the rest of the time to give three specific examples and applications from the Torah of the Sfas Emes that I think is a practical mussar for you and I in terms of the koach of Yitzchak. According to the Rebbe's Mahalach, that says that the gift of Rosh Chodesh is the ability for Klal Yisrael to access the hischadshus of their neshama, despite the fact that they're surrounded by a world that says, Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, what would emerge is the following avoda, which is the avoda of Parshas Bo, which is the avoda of the Sfas Emes' yard site, which... no such thing as a coincidence. Is this Matzai Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken? And which is the avoda of every Rosh Chodesh. And that is the following. Everybody thinks of a Zman of Tshuva as Elul and Tishrei is a Zman of Tshuva. Rabbosai, just, what is it, a day and a half ago, we said that that's not true. V'sa'ir l'chaper. The whole tefillah of Rosh Chodesh was that the Zman of Rosh Chodesh, and maybe we could extend it until we say Kiddush Levana, maybe this whole tkufa, this whole Zman, is a Zman of Tshuva and Kapara. Elamai, why doesn't the world look at it that way? The reason why the world doesn't look at it that way is because they see Yom HaKippurim as a day in its surah, its whole surah is changed, that we act like malachim, we don't act as regular people. In other words, Yom HaKippurim, all of us, in the chitzonius, all of us act as if we're lemalum in HaShemesh. The whole tafkid of HaChodesh HaZelechem, the whole metzius of Rosh Chodesh, and the Rebbe Kamat says this, the whole metzius of Rosh Chodesh is that it's a yom, that's shakua b'teva, it's a regular day, but a person has to see that he has a koach of his chashus, which is hard for everybody else around them to see. Most of the world doesn't notice it, but you and I see that this is a zman, this is a tkufa of isar l'chaper. It's a tkufa of tshuva. And the difference of someone who lives l'mala min HaShemesh throughout the year versus someone who just follows the chitzoniyistic calendar is someone who sees that just like the Levana goes through the process of Hischadshus, you and I have mamish that koach hachidush every 30 days. Really every morning. But Rosh Chodesh is a zman for tremendous cheshvan nefesh. Rabbosai, take advantage of that time. There's no reason, it's very hard to make a real hard, serious cheshvan nefesh every day. Beseder. But at least once a month, for a person to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. That's application number one of the Yisod of HaChodesh HaZelechem. Number two. The Rebbe describes that the Yom Tov of Pesach is the Yom Tov of Hischadshus Bapeh. The Yom Tov in which a person sees the Koach HaDibur. The Shara Kavanis describes, and Bali Musar speak about, that this is a very, very important Yisod in Chassidus. Pesach is Pesach. All the mitzvot are Pesach, are not related to the Guf, in contrast to Sukkis V'Amevin Yavin, but rather, the Avoda of Pesach is all Avoda B'Peh. L'man Tisaper is Bincha, the eating of the Karban Pesach, v'chule v'chule, it's all an Avoda B'Peh. The koach of chidush b'peh is such a powerful tool. Such a powerful tool. The Nevesh HaChaim writes, and the first time I read it, it was hard to understand, but the more and more I thought about it, the more and more it makes sense. Nevesh HaChaim describes that with our words, we could create worlds and we could destroy worlds. Read the Nevesh HaChaim in the beginning of Shar Aleph. A person through Divrei Torah is creating worlds. Nowadays, if you press a button, God forbid, that could create a nuclear explosion. A person, when he utters words, it's the essence of linking up l'mala min HaShemesh. Why? The Targum says, "Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chaim ruach memala." Hakadosh Baruch Hu created with our koach hadibur the koach that comes from above, the koach of ischachus that comes from above, and our words could make worlds and destroy worlds. And of course, you and I see it. It makes people and destroys people all the time. When was the last time that words mamish destroyed us? The Baal Amor says that when you hurt a person, the Baal Amor's Akdama, amazing Akdama to Shas, he says that when you say words that hurt a person, ultimately you are pulling out his essence, his kavod, you're taking out the essence of his godliness. Which means our words have the power to create and, God forbid, destroy. Avoda number two. To begin to really, really think if we're looking at our peh, at our mouth, with koach ischachus. Rav Pam describes in a Musar Shmuz that a person is supposed to use lashon nekiyah. I think I was at the Shmuz in Tar Vidas, and Rav Pam then delineated all of those words that a Ben Torah shouldn't say. It's one of my favorite things to say over. I'm not sure I said over in the Beis Medrash here. I think I might have said upstairs. Rav Pam delineated words that a Ben Torah should use. That a Ben Torah shouldn't say the word. He might have said in the Beis Medrash of Tar Vidas, he said he shouldn't use the word crazy, stupid, shut up. He listed about 10 words. In the list was whatchamacallit. So younger Rabbeim in Tar Vidas, Rabbi Yisrael Reisman, maybe, well, went over to him. He said, "Rebbe, I understand what's wrong with all the words. What's wrong with the word whatchamacallit? Okay, it's not called Yisrael, but what's so bad?" So he said to him, "Yisrael, you don't understand what's wrong with the word whatchamacallit." He said, "A person that uses the word whatchamacallit, it's just as bad as the other words that I had said, because it's a simon that he didn't think before he spoke." By the way, those of us who were zochet to see Rav Pam in action, that was how Rav Pam lived. Every single movement of his body was mechushban. Why? Because the koach hadibur could create worlds, and chas v'chalil could destroy. Before we press the button, of dibur, just like before we send that email, we think one more time, am I sure this is how I want to say it? Kal v'chomer, when a person is using words. Lesson number three of the Koach HaChidush. Not to be stuck and doomed to live, notice how I'm saying it, to live in the present. The Sfas Emes points out that the Koach HaChidush of Pesach is Dafka Klal Yisrael's ability to be able to link into the past. V'higatem al Amashkov Chazal Darshan, and the Sfas Emes elaborates on this, V'higatem el mashkov, you're supposed to reach the mashkov. A person has to ask himself, am I connecting to my avos? In other words, a person needs to be mechadesh himself to not only live in the here and now, in the present. Last week, I wasn't able to give the shmuz. I was in America on the plane back. So I was sitting, there was an empty seat next to me. And then there was an African woman that was, Christian woman that was coming to visit Israel. So she struck up a conversation with me. I had managed, and when I needed to go out for davening, I managed to step over on the two armrests and not disturb her. So I think she was impressed. I said, no, I don't walk on water. I don't walk on air. But, and she was impressed. So we started talking, and she asked me, what are you reading over there? So I explained to her that this is a Talmud. The best time to prepare shir is on the airplane. No one to disturb you, except for an African woman that's sitting next to you. And I'm preparing shir. So she says to me, what is it? I explained to her, this is Abaye and Rava that are talking. And these are our ancestors that were talking 1,800 years ago. 1,800 years ago? Afterwards, she turns to one of the people that are with her on the trip to Israel, and she says, do you realize what they're doing? They're studying from their ancestors from 1,800 years ago. And she turns to me and she says, if only our people had a book where we could study what our ancestors had said 500 years ago. Rabosai, the ability for us to be mechadesh ourselves, to not simply live in the here and now, but to mamish to live in the havayas of Abaye and Rava, that's absolutely awesome. Just today in yeshiva, I happened to have said over Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. And as I was reading this, I was thinking to myself, Rabbi Chanan's Torah. Just 60 years ago, there was a Nazi, maybe even a Ukrainian, not even a Nazi, who shot Rabbi Chanan to death. In his wildest dreams, when he shot Rabbi Chanan, when he shot the filthy Jew, Rabbi Chanan Zecher Tzadi the Kaddish of Racha, did he ever imagine that we would be saying over his Torah? That's the Koyach of Hischatshus of Klal Yisrael. But you and I have to be connected to it. That's the Koyach HaChidush. They're now writing Svarim on Rabbi Chanan's Svarim that just managed to survive from the Churban of Europe. No greater Hischatshus than connecting ourselves to the Chachmei HaMesorah. His friend, the Migdash David, who was killed al Kiddush Hashem, who said same shir in the same yeshiva. Did they think that his Sfarim would become halacha l'maaseh here in Eretz Yisrael today on Zrayim? And there's no doubt that Be'ezer Hashem, his Sfarim on Kachi will also become halacha l'maaseh because of Kal Yisrael's koach of his chadshut. Rav Elchanan understood that his life was a malam in Ateva. I'm going to conclude with this. In 1940, Rav Elchanan had gone to America already for 3 years to collect money for his yeshiva. Dora Golding, you might be familiar with the camp that's named after her, she was a tremendous machneses orchim. She had been housing Rabbi Chanan, and she begged him, you know, Rabbi Chanan, that things are very, very dangerous in Europe today. I beg of you, I plead, don't go back to Europe. Not only that, I promise you that I will do everything I can. I will spend, she was a very wealthy woman, I will spend all of my wealth to assure, if I'm not mistaken, there were three sons of Rabbi Chanan that were trapped in Europe at the time, that I will do everything to bring your three children home. And Rabbi Chanan said, Mrs. Golding, can you promise me 350 visas? She said, that I can't promise you. She said, I have 350 children. I'm going back to be with my children. That's someone who lives the Malam in Ateva. And when we connect to Rabbi Chanan, then we ourselves are being Mechadish L'Malam in HaShemesh. So Rabbosai, our avoda is to work on these three Bechinas. To make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, for us to realize that our Kol HaDibur can break and destroy Chas V'Chalila, and the Koach HaChidush of HaChodesh HaZelachem is V'Yigatem Al HaMashkov, is to realize that there's a Nitzchias that we're part of that's much, much broader than simply living in the here and now. Living in the here and now is not the Sod of Klal Yisrael. The Sod of Klal Yisrael is the Chadshus to be able to go back to the Chachmei HaMesorah.